Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
The Carters have moved to LA in a very big way. The singer, Beyonce, and rapper Jay-Z paid $88 million for an enormous 30,000 square foot estate in Bel Air. But despite a combined net worth of over $1 billion, yes, that's with a B, the couple took on a mortgage of about $52 million to pay for the home. Now, this is according to the LA Times. It suggests that the couple put a payment down toward the purchase amounting in about $35 million. Assuming conventional 30-year fixed rate loans with a 4% interest rate, that leaves them with a monthly payment of about $250,000. Now, I gotta tell you though, that's a lot cheaper than the $400,000 they were paying to rip the pad in Malibu this summer. But hey, who's counting? Now, for an $88 million price tag, that means in Los Angeles you pay around $1.5 million per year for taxes. And that's nearly double the county's median home price of about $569,000. I know that's ridiculous. Houses are ridiculous out here. Anyway, what do you get for $88 million these days if you're living in Bel Air? Well, you get 2 acres, 4 swimming pools, multiple balconies, a wellness center, separate staff quarters, and a full-size basketball court. Okay, the $88 million sale is the largest in Los Angeles this year, and according to the LA Times, the 6th largest in LA history. Hey, the rich really are different. Good for them. And speaking of the rich, Paris Jackson shared a touching tribute to her late father. Michael, you know, today would have been his 59th birthday. Do you believe it? Well, the heavily tattooed wild child isn't so wild these days. You know, she was only 10 when her father succumbed to the acute propofol intoxication. That was back in 2009. And so she just sent him a birthday wish, and she said that he was the love of her life, and he taught her how to dream, and he gave her solid morals to live by. And of course, she boasts 3.2 million social media follows. And so all of that was on Instagram today. And Paris, you know what? We are really proud of you. Oh, and by the way, Paris issued a non-apology to MTV immediately following her Barefoot Resist speech blasting Nazis, white supremacist jerks during the Sunday night's Video Music Awards. Hey, we love you, Paris. You gonna be all right. But can somebody please, please tell Melania Trump that 4-inch Manola Blahniks are not what you wear when going to check on flood victims in Texas? Somebody please get that woman some high water boots. Thank you. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.